You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
I grew up with deviled eggs without ever asking what the devil was going on with the name of these eggs.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
Ann, I really like deviled eggs. It's one of my favorites.
They're fine. But there is this question of why are they deviled? So do you have a guess at that?
For me, it was always that maybe it's because they're kind of bad for you. I mean, they're full of mayonnaise.
They are now full of mayonnaise. I'm not sure they've always been full of mayonnaise. Deviled here is not because they're bad for you. It is because they're a little bit spicy. With that paprika on them, or at least I grew up with paprika on the deviled eggs, deviled as an adjective by the late 18th century came to be used in English to refer to something that was spicy or grilled with spice. So you would get deviled kidney, deviled chicken, deviled bones, deviled biscuit, or deviled eggs. That dish apparently is old. The idea is that the eggs are seasoned with spicy sauces, now perhaps mayonnaise and some paprika, but that's the deviled egg. You will notice that I also use the expression, what the devil. Do you ever use that, or is it too old-fashioned?
It kind of makes me think of like a grizzled prospector.
I might use what the Dickens more, which is a euphemistic version of what the devil. What the devil is, to me, surprisingly old. I went into the Oxford English Dictionary and from 1460 found, what the devil is this?
That is really old. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Now, so you've got those devil expressions, and I thought, well, as long as we're looking at devil expressions, let's just keep going. Devil may care.
That one's new to me.
Devil may care can mean carefree, affable, happy-go-lucky, I think is a good synonym for it. The OED has this back to 1837, Dickens' Pickwick Papers, in which we have the sentence, he was a miney, free and easy, roving, devil-may-care sort of person. I went to look because I thought, okay, so this is an adjective, devil-may-care. Does it always have to come before a noun? As in, a devil-may-care person, she has a devil-may-care attitude. And it looks like typically it does appear before the noun. So devil-may-care grin, devil-may-care laugh. That, for me, is the way I could use it. You can find instances where it appears by itself, as in, he was devil-may-care, or she looked devil-may-care.
But that doesn't sound right. I don't know this one very well yet, but that doesn't sound right to me.
It was tough for me, and I even found an instance where devil-may-care appeared to be a noun, as in, your devil-may-care, as in your devil-may-care attitude or something. That, again, to me seemed odd. So I think for the most part, you'll see this before the noun. And last but not least, we have the verb bedevil.
Now, bedeviled is one I know.
And I love what you just did right there, which is I said bedevil and you said bedeviled.
I put the ED on the end. I didn't even notice.
You did? And there's a good reason for that, which is bedevil is still being used. And in fact, it's on the rise. Since the 1920s, we have been using this verb more. And the way we use it most is actually with that ED ending, where it becomes a modifier, bedeviled, as in bedeviled with problems. So there's a reason what you said, oh, bedeviled, because that is in fact the most frequent way that we use that verb to mean something that is possessed with or ruined by something.
Well, Anne, I hope you have a devil-may-care weekend.
Why, thank you. Seems like a good idea.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.